Please explain the connection between 1862 and why this group of Dakota came to this place. Now, all the Dakota were expelled from Minnesota.
Yeah.
So what happened with this
group? Well, they
I'm
not sure, but the beginning of it, there was 11 families that left while they were interned at Fort Snelling. From Fort Snelling, they went to Davenport, Iowa. And then my family, they went from Davenport, Iowa to St. Louis. And from St. Louis, they were shipped back up to Santee, Nebraska. They'd heard about the land, the homesteads here, that they were going to give them land here. Now, at first, as far as I know, I saw a treaty in the National Park Service system over there that gave them land from Sioux Falls to Brookings, from Madison, Pipestone, included the Pipestone quarries. Well, this was all homestead land. Now, some of the people left Santee, Nebraska, and journeyed up here. There was a trading post here, too. They could obtain supplies here. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when some of our families took up homesteads near here or down by Egan, especially down by Egan.
Can you explain how it is that they were already Christian? Where did that occur?
Well, there was a lot of, as people like to call it, black robes that were trying to Christianize. And when they actually, somewhere near 1700, they moved from their traditional lands, which was Michigan and northern Wisconsin, which was the Dakota, Lakota, and Nakota lands. Sometime around 1700, they moved into Minnesota because they were driven out of their country by Ojibwes with guns. We've been to the Morton area. We still have relatives there. They call us Tahachi, which means cousin. When we were younger and our dad was alive, he used to visit a gentleman named David Prescott. They're our relatives, and we played basketball in their barn, and because they lived right near the agency where the whole thing started.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt like home. It always has, and my brother and I have both said that. When we're in that area, we feel like we're home. These people, most people, our relatives were fighting for the same thing. They were fighting for their freedom, their lands, their way of life.